The concept of a less restrictive alternative comes from originally from the Health and Safety Code, from mental health law, but was put into the 1993 amendments to the guardianship laws basically to say, okay, the default, and hopefully we're all operating under the default right now, is no guardianship. So, you know, we're presumptively, none of us are under a guardianship right now. And then you have to look at what the functional liabilities, the functional incapacities of the person are. And we're not going to talk about the concept of capacity assessment, but I will talk about it tomorrow, talking about the ad litem manual. But the modern approach is not just to say this person can't handle their business. It's to actually study those specific areas, slicing and dicing the idea of capacity, of where the deficits are. And then we craft something, maybe a guardianship, hopefully something else, to address those functional incapacities. Now, in my experience, the majority of these is basically no functioning capacity, and we have plenary guardianships. But we have to look, we have to determine, we have to work toward preserving what we can for this person to function. And, you know, it can get pretty interesting. I've had guardianships just because someone was unable to resist the Canadian lottery. And, you know, it sounds funny, but this woman was spending $25,000 a month. And the Canadian lottery is not a legitimate lottery.